Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet, and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. Present Wayne Morris and Claire Trevor as stars of your theater of romance from Hollywood. Theater of Romance, brought to you by Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo, is proud of its record of presenting stars of the screen in their first Hollywood performances after brilliant war records. Melvin Douglas, Henry Fonda, James Stewart, Robert Taylor, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., and others have stepped from uniform to microphone on this very stage. Tonight, we bring you another first. Wayne Morris, whose career is another exciting chapter in the story of Hollywood's response to the demands of war. Wayne Morris returns to civilian life tonight in the Joel Malone, Stanley Rubin adaptation of Warner Brothers' great story, Kid Galahad, the very picture that made him a star. Co-starred with Wayne Morris is lovely Claire Trevor. Here is your play, and here are your stars. There's a fight gong, that familiar signature introducing your favorite sports commentator, Jack McCarthy. Each Tuesday evening at this time, he brings us stories covering little-known facts about well-known figures in the world of sports, and here he is, Jack McCarthy.
Thank you, Tom, and hello, folks. Tonight, I'm going to tell you about Kid Galahad, a young and timid bellhop who became a great heavyweight. It all started right here in New York's hotel, where Nick Donati was giving one of his parties. Things were getting pretty lively, and they'd call downstairs for more ice for the drink.
Dana, will you, Flush?
Sure thing, Nick.
Hello. I brought some ice.
Well, I see you did. All right, bring it in, Sonny.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you better close the door before I lock it.
Oh, what, Fluff? Afraid you'll have some uninvited guests.
Turkey Morgan, what do you think you're doing?
Skip it, will you? You know, maybe Chuck and me like parties, too, huh? Come on in, Chuck.
So you even brought the St. Bernard.
Sure they brought me, baby. You know how I like nightlife.
Yeah, I know all about it.
Ah, no, you don't. Not all. You don't know how I feel about you, baby. It's like I was telling Turkey on the way over. I think you're the
Keep
most...
Keep your big hands off me.
Leave her alone, mister.
Huh? You talking to me, punk?
I just told you to leave the lady alone.
Lady? Hey, Turkey, did you hear that? Did you hear who the punk is calling a lady?
You shouldn't talk like that, mister. And you better stop laughing.
Yeah. Well, you crummy little squirt, I'll knock that pretty face of yours to the back of your head.
Wait a minute. What do you think you're doing, huh?
Hey, what's going on?
He was bothering me, Nick. The kid hit him.
Hit who? Chuck? He knocked out Chuck?
Yeah. And he's going to be sorry for it, too.
Nick, it was Chuck's fault. He was trying
to... Mr. Donati, I'm awful sorry. I hope he isn't a friend of yours.
Friend? Of mine? But that don't make no difference. You know who he is?
Not the man who owns the hotel.
Oh, kid, no. He don't own the hotel. He owns the whole world. At least you'd think so. You see, Chuck McGraw is the heavyweight champion.
What?
Yeah, that's right, kid. And you knocked him colder than them ice cubes.
Oh, yeah, the ice cube. I guess I better sit down, huh, Mr. Donati?
I like that guy.
Hiya, kid.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Donati.
How you feeling?
Fine, sir. There was sure some party you threw last night.
Yeah, and that was some punk you threw last night. Where'd you learn to hit like that?
Oh, back home. We had sort of a boxing club. You know, fellas that worked on a different farm.
Oh, farmer, huh? Well, how'd you like to be a fighter?
A fighter? Well, I never thought much about it.
Oh, you should. Anybody who can flatten a heavyweight champion should do a lot of thinking about it.
Oh, he was drunk, Mr. Donati.
Yeah, dumb, but the main thing is you dropped him with one punch. You got dynamite in that right, kid, and it's weighed plenty of dough.
You think enough to buy a little farm?
Enough to buy a big farm. That is, if you'll take orders from me. Well, how about it?
Okay, Mr. Donati.
But you start taking orders right away.
Yes, sir.
First of all, training that monkey suit. Tell him you're quitting, not even staying around long enough for him to write out your last paycheck. You see, kid, McGraw and his manager, Tracy Morgan, ain't got very forgiving nature. They'll be after you for what you did last night.
After me?
Yeah, but don't worry about it. We'll hide you out for a while. Now, go get your stuff and be out at the side entrance in 20 minutes. I'll have Fluff and Silver Jackson pick you up in the car. Say, what's your name?
Guisenberry. Ward Guisenberry.
Well, we'll have to do something about that, too. But never mind, Gooseberry. Go pack your suitcase. You're on your way to fame.
This sure is a nice car, Silver.
Yeah, it's Nick.
I guess he's made a lot of money, huh?
He's lost a lot, too. Look, Ward, this fight racket is no bed of roses.
No, I guess not, but if I could make enough to buy a farm, I'd stand a few pokes in the nose.
I guess you're big enough to take them, too.
Then you think I should?
No, I don't. You got all mixed up in this on account of me, and the least I can do is tell you what you're walking into. You're too nice a guy for the fight team. Too much of a Galahad. You'll get thrown into the middle of a rotten life that'll knock those rover boy illusions of yours higher than a kite. Mixed up with crowds like that one last night. They may have looked okay to you, but they're not. They're a bunch of fast-living spenders and punch-drunk gunmen. You'll be combing them out of your hair. You're too decent to get mixed up in this sort of life.
It hasn't hurt you any.
Well, thanks, Galahad. You're being awfully... What's the matter, Silver?
I've been watching in the mirror. We're being followed, there's no doubt about it.
Morgan?
Who else?
What does he want?
You. And he isn't playing hide-and-go-seek. How about it, Silver? Can we give him the slip?
We'll head for the edge of town. I can outrun him from there.
Yeah, and then what?
Well, then we'll have to find another place. Any place until they... Hey, wait a minute, Fluff. How about Mrs. Donati's farm?
Fluff, you're talking crazy. Nick would hit the ceiling if he let a fighter within a mile of his mother and sister.
Hey, his sister ain't there. She's still at the convent.
Yes, sir?
Yeah. And I don't think Nick would mind Mrs. Donati meet the next farmer like Ward.
No, maybe not. Anyhow, we haven't any choice. Let's get up there and fast.
Gosh, things are sure happening, aren't they?
I tried to tell you what you're asking for, Galahad. And, brother, this is just a small sample.
Have a way with women, Ward. Only here 2 days, and even Mother thinks they're wonderful.
So do the chickens.
Yes, including the blonde one who brought you up here.
Marie did come out here to start another argument.
Am I annoying you?
Yes. When you talk like that, I wish you hadn't come home. I wish you were back at the convent.
While you're at it, why don't you wish Miss Phillips was here instead?
With a family like yours, I don't know how you could turn out the way you have.
You don't like me.
I think you're a spoiled brat. I think that instead of treating you like a saint, Nick ought to turn you over his knee. He's just too darn nice to you, that's all. If I was him,
Candace,
I'd just...
Sir,
Candace. I'll handle the lecture.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Gosh, this is a nice surprise, Nick. When'd you get here?
About 2 hours after I heard you were here. Only I'm not staying, neither are you.
Huh?
Marie.
Yes, Nick.
Go inside, will you, Benzine? I'll talk to you later.
But I want to see
Marie.
You. Oh.
Nick. I'm mighty grateful I got a chance to stay at your home.
Yes.
Your mother's been swell to me.
Yeah, I know all about it, kid. Only you better forget them both from now on.
Forget them? Why?
I don't like people hanging around and people in the fight racket.
Oh. Oh, all right, if that's the way you want it.
That's the way I want it, exactly. And it's all part of what I was telling you, kid, about me giving the order. Now, how about it? Do we still understand one another?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, Nick. We understand one another.
Jack, remember the time you brought me the armful of pink carnations?
Uh-huh. Your birthday, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was on our honeymoon. You said you'd remember every minute of it, but you sure forgot to remember.
It might be a different story if this young wife remembered to use Colgate tooth powder. Because though she doesn't suspect it, a little breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, has caught up with her. That breath of trouble has brought unhappiness to many a wife and husband. Don't let it mark you down. Just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder in 7 cases out of 10 instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. And when it comes to cleansing, money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better or quicker than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
And now Colgate tooth powder and Halo shampoo bring you the second act of Kid Galahad, starring Wayne Morse and Claire Trevor.
Now back to your sports commentator, Jack McCarthy, as he resumes his story about Kid Galahad.
Yes, Kid Galahad. They finally dubbed him with that moniker. And the kid went great guns. Nick even had to hold him in a little so the public wouldn't demand a match with Champ McGraw before Galahad was really ready. But despite all this, the kid acted kind of low. The truth is, he was lovesick. He finally called on Fluff at the nightclub where she sang to get it off his chest.
Now, Galahad, how do you like my home away from home?
Oh, it's a nice place, Fluff. I guess I'm just not much of a nightclub man.
Still dreaming of that bomb, huh?
You know I am. And the girl to go with it, Fluff. That's what I came to see you about.
Galahad.
Yeah. Ever since we met, you know, you've always told me where I stood.
I'm ready to tell you again, Galahad. To tell you anything. Go on. Let's ask me.
Okay. Well, the fact is, I'm in love.
Well, is that bad, kid? Oh, it's such a wonderful condition to be in.
Yeah, I suppose it is for others, but for me, well, I'm kind of on the spot. You see, the girl I'm in love with is Marie Donati.
Marie Donati?
Yeah, and you know how Nick's going to feel about that. He even warned me to keep away from her. Well, what do you think I ought to do?
Does Marie love you?
I don't know.
Well, you know, you can't find out without seeing her again, can you, Galahad?
But I'm worried about Nick. I've been on a level with him all the way, and I'd hate
Nick
to.
Nick has no contract to interfere in your private life, nor any sister's. Go on up to the farm and bring her back here for a few days. You can stay with me, and the two of you can get to know each other.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks a lot. I knew you'd come through. You know, if Marie and I can find the same happiness together that you and Nick have...
Excuse me now, will you, kid? I better do another number before the boss takes me off the payroll. Go ahead, kid. Go on up and get her. It's all right if you beat it now. You don't like nightclubs anyway.
Kid Galahad never realized how Fluff felt about him. But Marie knew the minute she met her. Something about a woman's intuition, I guess. Anyway, as we say in the sports pages, Fluff was a game kid. She kept Nick out of the way so that the kid and Marie could have a lot of time with each other. It was a couple of nights later at Fluff's club that I first saw the lovebirds together, and afterwards I wish I hadn't, because I brought them nothing but trouble.
Sit down, honey. Fluff's in her dressing room. She'll join us in a minute.
That's fine, Ward. Funny, I never really expected to like her.
Well, that's because you were jealous. You know, that was the one thing I had to go on. I figured if you could be jealous, well, you must have liked me a little.
I never liked you a little.
You didn't?
No. I just plain fell in love with you the first time I met.
Well, I wish I'd known. I could have saved a lot of sleepless nights.
Well, there's so many things you don't know, Galahad, aren't there, Marie?
There certainly are.
Yeah? Like what?
Oh, you just wouldn't understand. Well, hey, aren't you even going to ask me to sit down?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Here, have a chair.
We've so much to thank you for, Miss Phillips. I can't think where to begin.
Well, that's good. Then we can talk about plans for you two instead. You know, I think it's about time that we... Galahad, look out. Chuck McGraw.
On your feet, kid, yeller. Hey, fellas. You been asking me when I was going to fight Galahad, huh? You want to quote your papers, don't you?
Cut it out, McGraw.
Yeah,
you're drunk.
Yeah.
Sorry to embarrass you, kid.
That's okay, Mr. McCarthy. A newspaper man can't always pick his company.
That's a crack, ain't it? Well, how about it, Yeller? How much longer are you going to stall me?
I'll fight you whenever my manager says so.
That's a great job. Well, I ain't gonna wait that long to get even. Hey, you photographers, get a shot of this. And get a shot of that. Kid Galahad, the ladies cry for him.
Oh, no. No, Matt. Don't let them get a picture of Marie.
But Fluff was too late. The boys did get a picture of Marie with the kid in her arms. It hit the front pages, the prize fighter and the convent girl. And Nick Donati hit the roof. That was the queerest thing all, though. On the surface, Nick took it calm, but as we found out later, underneath, he was arranging to pay off the kid in a vicious way.
Hiya, Silver.
Hello, kid.
Hi. Hi, Nick.
Just stopped in to tell you the news. You fight McGraw for the championship next month.
Next month? I thought you wanted to hold off till next year.
I changed mine.
Well, why, Nick? To pay me back for being in love with your sister?
Oh, forget that. I don't let personal feelings interfere with business, and this is strictly business. McGraw's been drinking like a fish. In 4 weeks, you'll be in top shape, and he'll still be drying out. You're going in slugging from the first round.
Yeah, but, Nick, we've been planning to outbox McGraw. He's got the weight. He's a slugger.
You two guys are in a rut. The plans have changed, that's all. Now, look, kid, I ain't steered you wrong yet, have I?
No. No, you haven't, Nick.
Okay, then, get back to work. I got to set the deal with Turkey Morgan.
Nick.
It ain't so complicated, Takey.
You're sending the kid out slugging against McGraw to show where to lose.
That's right.
I also just learned you're betting your whole roll undercover on McGraw to win.
So
I've been wondering. You're not just trying to lead me on, are you, Nick?
Look, Takey, I'm dumping the kid, and the more your boy cracks him up, the better I'll like it.
Ah. Your sister, huh? Okay, Nick. Oh, there's just one thing. On your tip, I'm going to put $100,000 on McGraw. So you better not change your mind.
McGraw throws another right, two more. And now the kid is on the ropes, taking terrific punishment as the champ batters him with five crashing blows about the face.
The kid didn't have a chance that way. I saw Marie and Fluff sitting a few feet away from the press section. And then I saw Nick throw a look at Marie from the corner. Fluff caught the look at the same time, and I think that's when we both knew. Anyway, in another moment, she and Marie were in the corner. Marie was trying to talk to Nick.
Nicky, you can't do this to him just because we love each other.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, no, you don't. You've let rotten temper throw you off the deep end. Selling out that kid's trust and faith in you. Tossing him to Morgan and those dirty wolves to satisfy a petty grudge. What good do you think it's going to do you? Marie and the kid will always love each other. It took me a while to get it, too, but that's the way it is. They'll always love each other, and they've a right to, and we can't change it.
Please, Nick, please don't let him get hurt anymore.
Okay. He'll be all right now. Just let me talk to him. Oh, kid, how do you feel?
I'll be all right.
Yeah, sure you will, because you're going to win, kid. We're changing tactics. McGraw shot his boat. Now, stay away from him and run him off his feet. Understand?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I understand.
Well, the fact that Galahad danced McGraw around the ring for 3 rounds and then knocked him cold to win the World Heavyweight Championship, that's old news by now. But the real payoff happened in the kid's dressing room. After most of the crowd had left.
Well, how do you feel, champ?
Oh, grateful, Fluff. To you and Nick and Silver.
It's time you got under the showers and got dressed. Marie looks like he's getting a little impatient.
Nick, will you come with us, you and Fluff?
Uh-huh.
For the wedding, I mean.
Well, we didn't think you meant the honeymoon.
Having a good laugh, Nick?
Well, my name is Turkey Morgan, and I'm not laughing. All right, everybody, over against that wall.
Turkey, wait a minute.
Shut up.
Settle with me any way you want, but leave the kid and the girls out of it.
So they can put a tag on me? No, that can't. Keep your mouth shut. Come on in. Oh, hello, Mac. Close the door, will you?
Good.
Okay. Now you can join the folks.
You know, Turkey, you forgot something.
I forgot nothing, you cheap double-crosser.
But you did. You forgot to fix
it.
Get a doctor, quick.
Well, he's dead, Nick. But you're going to be all right.
Go on. Was it? Wasn't afraid of shot. Look, kid. Would you agree? Am I out of the doghouse?
Oh, sure, Nick. Sure you are.
It's good. I didn't want to go along with that on my mind.
Oh, Nick, you did one thing. You got yourself a chance.
And that's the story, folks. Mr. Jack McCarthy saying 34 tonight.
Wayne Morris, who co-starred with Claire Trevor in tonight's presentation of Kid Galahad, will return to our microphone in just a moment.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So, halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster comes sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Colgate tooth powder and Halo shampoo and all the listeners to the Theater of Romance presentation of Kid Galahad say thanks to Wayne Morris, who's soon to start work at a new picture at the Warner Brothers lot. Thanks to Claire Trevor, who will soon be seen in RKO's newest Irving Reach picture, Crack Up. And for permission to broadcast Kid Galahad, our thanks, too, to Warner Brothers, producers of the new mystery thriller, Three Strangers. Great to have you back, Wayne.
Well, thanks, Frank. It's great to be back. I've enjoyed my return to Hollywood radio thanks to the Theater of Romance. I'd like to express my appreciation to Claire Trevor and all the others for appearing with me. Next week should provide a lot of interest to your regular listeners. Cradle Song sounds like a grand show, and in a starring part, you've certainly got a grand gal, Shirley Temple. Good night and good listening.
Bulletin for the future. Next week, Charles Bandit's production of Theater of Romance, the Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo, brings you the poignant love story, Cradle Song, starring Shirley Temple. On February 5th, we'll present one of Warner Brothers' greatest stars in one of his few and long-waited-for radio appearances, the swashbuckling star of the screen, Errol Flynn. On February 12th, Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo proudly present on your Theater of Romance America's favorite, Alan Ladd. Keep a date in Theater of Romance for all the weeks to come. You'll always hear your favorite stars. These presentations of Theater of Romance come to you because of your enthusiastic recognition of Colgate Tooth Powder, a breath to tweak, and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. This is your host, Frank Graham, saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, romance.
Ladies, when your grocer says no soap, it stems from a shortage of industrial fat. Secretary of Agriculture Anderson asked women to salvage all used fat, so essentially needed for the manufacture of soap and other industrial uses. So if you want to speed up the supplies of soap, then speed up your fat salvage. Remember, too, fat is needed in the manufacture of nylons, textiles, electrical appliances, baby carriages, and scores of other peacetime products. Your butcher will pay you 4 cents a pound. Remember, where there's fat, there's soap, and other products you have done without for so long. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.